Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. And one of the things that I'll remind you about is that I am on the road. And you know that when I'm on the road, that means I'm using on-the-road equipment, on-the-road technology. That means I just plug into a phone line and we do the best we can. So that means that if you think that the quality of our transmission might be off a little bit over what it normally is when I'm in my home studio, you might be right, but so just understand that I'm on the road. Main thing is we got a lot of cool things going on this week that some really neat people we're going to talk to that we wouldn't be able to do if I weren't on the road. So I hope you'll enjoy everything that we do this week, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting Barbara Pagano again. Barbara is the president of Executive Pathways. She's an award-winning journalist, a business reporter. She's the author of a book that I like a lot called The Transparency Edge, and she's going to talk to us about how to use her concepts, her ideas, and to improve the way we lead our people. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you back.
I'm glad to be here on this lovely Monday morning.
Barbara, the 21st century dawned on us with a lot of things that are different. The new millennium was ushered in with a new electronic situation, with a technology situation with Y2K, and we've had so many dramatic things to happen to us in the last 3 or 4 years, as you know. And it just seems like, I guess you could say the new millennium and the new century rushed in with a bang. How has all that affected the way managers lead today? Has it made things better or worse, or what do you think?
Well, we actually call it the age of transparency, that has become a force that is changing the way that we do business with one another. It will change the way that your audience is running their audiences or with their businesses and treating their people, and also what their customer expectations are. So I agree with you that it certainly has been a shift. Some people are calling it a crisis in leadership, but we actually have people who are rising to the occasion, embracing transparent leadership, and having a lot of profitability and success as they do that.
Well, you know, the thing that isn't it important to sort of have a scorecard here and keep up with who the players are? And one player would be the 20th century type of management that's still hanging on, and another version would be the 21st century management style we're just now giving birth to. And then isn't there a little bit of the blending of the two? You got some folks that are in my generation, you know, a little bit long in the tooth, and we grew up under their dominators, and we're trying to be managers, and so we got a little blending of the two. Is that a fair way to say that?
I think that's a fair way to say that, because I think people in all three of those categories that you're talking about do bring strengths to their leadership skills, and they also have areas of development. So no matter where you are, what century, so to speak, that you're operating from in terms of management, you're going to have some things that you do very well that your people just think are terrific, but you're like everybody else. You're going to have a low 10, and those are areas of development for you so that you can become a leader that leads successfully into the future.
Now, when you talk about transparency, let's say that the younger managers get it pretty easily. They're getting it. The Gen Xers are really picking up on the new more transparent model, which we're going to get into a little bit. Let's help out some of the older managers, because I really worry about those guys. I worry about people who, as I said, who are like me, who sort of we cut our teeth with some of the more dominant mentors. Mm-hmm. And we didn't learn as much about being partners as we learned about being dominators. And And so, you know, the 21st century, things have changed, and the people that we're hiring are different, and they want different things. And how can we help some of these older heads, you know, at least, you know, one guy said, just get me to retirement. I want to retire in 5 or 8 years or whatever. Just get me to that far, at least.
5 or 8 years can be a really long time.
Exactly. Yeah, they need some help. So what do we do?
Let me give you a good example about that. There is an old management technique that actually we taught as executive educators, and many people embraced it. It had to do with the way that people liked receiving their bad news. And we taught executives and leaders and owners of businesses, if they had something bad to tell someone, perhaps they might want to tell them a couple of good things first, and then try to slip in that bad news right after the one or two good things.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work in the age of transparency.
That's not very transparent, is it?
No. People can see that coming. And so the new skill that's very important, one of the behaviors around being transparent, is when you have bad news to deliver, and every business owner has bad news to deliver, whether it's around performance or whether it's around numbers or sales, when you have that bad news is not sandwiched in between pieces of good news. That is delivered. People like their bad news straight up and right across the table. So
when you tell somebody you got good news and bad news, they almost always say, "Give me the bad news first."
Absolutely. So why even ask? I mean, there's time for good news, there's a time for bad news, but blending them is not a good skill in today's world. And so I tell people, if you're doing that, don't do that anymore, because you're losing some credibility with people, because they know that you're just telling them one or two good things, and then, boom, you're going to slip in what's really the purpose of this conversation.
Right, right. Barbara, you've recently uncovered a statistic, and we're going to a break in about 30 seconds. I want you to identify that statistic for us, and we'll let our folks think about that while we take the break, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Go ahead. Tell the audience what you told me earlier.
Actually, I'm using this in a lot of my speeches because it just really is so powerful. 49% of the people are leaving their jobs because they don't like their boss.
Half of everybody who leaves their job, the prime reason is because they don't like their boss.
That's pretty powerful.
That's incredible. That's a big number. Stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, think about that while we're gone. And look around. If you're a boss, look around you and start looking at the heads and maybe ask yourself a couple of questions. We're going to talk to Barbara Pagano a little bit more right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barbara Pagano was here, too. And it wouldn't be nearly as much fun if she weren't. Barbara is the author of The Transparency Edge, How Credibility Can Make or Break You in Business. And Barbara, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
We're at transparencyedge.com. We have a wonderful free quiz that your listeners can get online and take, and it will give them a profile of just how close to the edge they are.
So if you're not sure whether you're likely to be one of those people where half of your people could, if they leave, they're going to leave because of you, they don't like you, they might can find out a little bit about that taking that test?
Absolutely. It's about 15 questions, takes a minute, and then you get a profile printed out based on the answers that you gave. It's
okay,
free,
now
we'd love to have you take it.
How painful is that test likely to be?
No. Well, we have a lot of people who come up to me in my audiences and say, hey, I took that test. And in fact, one person got on and did it several different ways because he wanted to make sure that they got different profiles for the different ways that you answered. So it's been checked out and getting a lot of attention.
Well, the reason I was having a little fun with you there because, you know, introspection can sting a little bit.
Yes.
And folks, but I will say this, Barbara, and of course you know this very well. The only thing more painful than maybe taking that test is ignorance of what that test will teach you.
Absolutely. One of my colleagues said not long ago that the only thing worse than blind spots is not knowing about your blind spots.
That's exactly right. Now, your book is available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes.
And if they go to Spain, they can get it in Spain now, can't they?
It is a lead business title in Spain. And
congratulations.
We were there. Thank you. We were there for a week with the interpreters in the back, and they were very much interested in becoming transparent leaders.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you, and I'm not the least bit surprised. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, we've got this statistic. 49% of employees who leave their job, who quit because they don't like their boss. Not to put too fine a point on it, right?
That's the stat. And then the other piece of that is, what is the number one thing that they want? What is the number one thing that employees want in a boss? And the answer to that is, a person who cares about me.
Not money? Not. I want my boss to give me more money, or I want a promotion?
No. The answer that's given is a boss, a person who cares about me. And, you know, I have a lot of people in my audiences, and they still are raising their hands and saying, I think that this is all about money. And we have research that says, you know, money is important to people. They do have to pay their mortgages. But the most important thing is the recognition and care and concern. And the definition of a transparent leader, the last half of it, is a person who shows care and concern about another person. So this
you
is
know,
hugely
Barbara,
important.
Barbara, one of the oldest stats that I remember from probably at least 30 years ago about human resources, maybe one of the first human resources stats that I ever, you know, kind of put into my database to always remember,
mm-hmm.
was seeing a list of reasons why people quit. And I remember being amazed at how far down the list compensation was.
Yes.
That is old news, isn't it?
Yes. That's old news. And really, what you and I are talking about right now in terms of bosses showing care and concern and recognizing our people, that's as old as business itself.
Mm-hmm.
But
so how do
yes.
we do that? How do we? If okay, let's say that I'm you know, I hear what you're saying, and I'm taking the test, and I'm not, you know, the results is not too optimistic for me, and I say, but you know what? I'm not a dummy. I just need to be educated, and I got good folks. I don't want to lose them. I see the light. Please redeem me, Barbara. How do I do it?
Well, you certainly don't want to lose them in today's world, especially if they're talented people and they're helping you be successful right now. One of the whole chapters is about recognizing employees. And one of the things that we know is if you're good at it and if you're doing it in the same old way, it is going to lose its steam. So you have to find new and different ways to let people know that you care about them. So if you already are writing notes and that's been very successful for you in the past, I can tell you right now that on the day that the employee gets the note, they're going to think after a couple of years, oh, here's another note from Jim, or
yep.
here's another note from Sarah. So you have to look for different kinds of ways.
But what if the note? What if it's a note that I'm pretty sure is going to say, well done? What's wrong with that?
Well done over and over and over. I mean, come on, Jim. It just it gets a little boring.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to do something different, and that means
okay.
you're going to have to sit down and think. You know, recognition of employees and letting people know you care is the same premise that customer service is. Excellent customer service, all of those stories go back to a couple of themes. One of the things is it's usually a surprise. It's usually out of the ordinary.
Right.
So what can you do that's a little different with the time and resources that you have that is a little different to let your people know that they're important to you? The other thing that we're doing...
I got a short time, Barbara. Go ahead.
Okay. The other thing that we're doing is sit down and ask them. I really want to let you know how important you are to me. What can I do? Do you want tickets to the baseball game? What do you want? A new book?
The Transparency Edge, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to pick this one up. And it's available wherever books are sold. Thank you, Barbara Pagano. We appreciate your time very much. Good job today.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Have a good week in Florida.
We'll see you again next time. Barbara
okay,
Pagano,
bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.